Howard, what's your experience with isolated peritoneal metastatic disease?
Well, those patients we've tended to give chemotherapy first, and then we have gone back and operated on a few.
Peritonectomies?
I think they remove at least nomentectomy in all disease, similar to what a GYN oncologist would do in the case of ovarian cancer. So, basic kind of peritoneal resection to the maximal amount. And then in my institution, we'd even consider giving intraperitoneal FUDR. So,
Dan? There's actually a paper from Germany published in JCO, a randomized phase two trial of peritoneectomy. Now, consider the rarity of the situation in the patient selection, but peritoneectomy versus peritoneectomy with intraoperative chemotherapy. And there seemed to be some benefit in disease-free survivorship. And again, this falls in the pattern of the Paul Sugarbaker malignancy mode. So in the patient who has, I would not eliminate that patient from the thought of doing such a thing. It's a rare patient. It may be 1 in 100 where you'll have that situation.
Actually, the case Coward presented last summer was a patient with peritoneal disease and surgically resectable liver disease. What about patients like that, Dan?
Even Renee Adom would probably shy away from that one. But I think sometimes we say things don't work because we never try them, as if there were negative trials all over the place, or we go to the extent, we're talking about adjuvant chemotherapy when we have no idea that it works yet because the ERTC trial in resectable liver metastases won't even be mature for PFS until ASCO of this year and not for overall survival for long after that. We're making a lot of assumptions that adjuvant chemotherapy works per se because conversion from unresectability to resectability is not that common event. What we're really talking about are two different situations.
I find it remarkable that the discussion here is really targeted to being so operatively aggressive from a group of non-surgeons. You have a patient with peritoneal metastases and liver disease. That is not a candidate for operative resection with a hepatectomy that could lead to serious consequences. It is highly, highly experimental. I think that, yeah, you can do a prospective case series with 90-some-odd patients and then come back and say that, in fact, you can get 5-year survivors in this setting and I'll be chastened. But until such time, I think that discussing removing portal nodes and peritoneal seeding operatively or using a little FUDR and leaving bulk disease behind, I think should be relegated to the setting of non-standard of care.
Neil?
And that's being
I agree.
Kind.
We all agree, Norm.
Totally agree.
I'd like to first say, I'd be happy to have Norm as my medical oncologist. Should I need one, first of all, regardless of what he thinks about us. But besides that, I think what you're seeing here, Norm, is the point that Dan highlighted, which is we've finally come around to realize that the most important question when we're faced as medical oncologists with somebody with metastatic disease is the goal of therapy for this patient cure? And cure requires surgical resection as a component of their management. And I think that's what we're hearing. And there are a lot of unknowns about what are the situations where we should be going for the gusto and not. And are there situations on the border where you're more in the realm of debulking as opposed to complete resection? And are there certain circumstances when that would be appropriate? And this is a pushing of the envelope, and this is research that needs to be done. And we look to your guidance
I'm
to help design those
studies. I'm all for pushing of the
studies.
Envelope, but encumbered by data rather than unencumbered.